That story is an amazing one, and a lot of people haven't heard it. Could you just mind telling us, like, your frame of mind sneaking onto the set and then, I mean, befriending, you know, Marty Feldman? How did that all happen?
Well, you just said a lot of people haven't heard it, yet you just said it. You know it well, so what... You tap my phone. But it's kind of an urban legend. There's a book by Robert Ross, a biography of Marty Feldman, where it's saving him, death, and everything like that. But I mean, it was, just in a nutshell, I was a latchkey kid. I was drawn to certain comedy. Get Smart was my favorite show. And, I read an article in the LA Times about young Frankenstein being shot there in Hollywood. And I saw the photo of Marty Feldman, where I was a huge fan of. And, got in the bus and took a Hail Mary pass and was able to get on the set. And Mel was very cool because I think any other director, first of all, you couldn't do that today because studio security after 9/11 is everything's clamped down. They check all the cars and everything like that. They check cars driving on the studio lots for bomb. They do. They did for a while. They don't realize in Hollywood studios release bombs. They go, they put them out. They don't put them down. But any other director would have kicked me off the set, but Mel let me stay. And I was stupid, too, because I was very, very young. I think I went up to him at one point and said, excuse me, all you do is, he's directing a movie. But Marty Feldman was a common genius, and easily the nicest person I'd ever met in Hollywood. He greatly missed. And, so that was an interesting, experience. When I look at Young Frankenstein, it's almost like looking at a home movie. And that's on Blu-ray, too.